two ends of garth rope were made up, and I don't know why they left the middle, but there were big puddles and lots of potholes. And if we wanted to go out, we used to have to wear our Wellingtons up to the cottages where Gladys lived, and leave our Wellingtons there and put our shoes on so as we could go out and look tidy if we were going out somewhere special. And then we collected our shoes on our Wellingtons on the way back.
Did you have cars?
Oh, no. Horse and cart.
Horse and cart.
Horse and trap.
Horse and
pony
trap.
And trap.
Oh, splendid, yes. Yes, I was sort of wondering how, you know, with a farm, you must have had some sort of...
Pony and trap.
Right. And all the pigs were sort of... Were they collected by... delivered by pony and trap and whatever?
Well, they went... My dad used to sell a lot of them to Walls.
Oh, right.
Bacon factory. And
oh,
they went for sausages and what have you.
But were they horse-drawn or were they...
I don't know. I can't go that far back.
No, quite.
I mean, later on he had lorries, which he used to collect. I mean, they wouldn't do it now. Collect the sort of kitchen scraps and that from the hotels in London.
They used
to go up to London every day, sort of about 6 o'clock in the morning, and go around London and go to the different hotels. And then it came home and it was all cooked.
The big swill, yes.
It was all cooked up. In big tanks with a big boiler.
Yes.
And
yes, I remember the big, you know, we always had the pig bin at school, yes.
Yeah. There was a pig bin outside on the end, just where Lower Morden Lane bends, where number one new cottages. There was a pig bin there, and we always take our stuff over there.
Right.
That was during the war, of course.
Of course, they had pig clubs during the war, which has been on the farm programme that's been on the television.
Oh, right.
About the pig clubs.
Yes,
and how the people used to take their scraps and, you know, and then they shared the pigs between the people.
Oh, that's brilliant.